The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. The story with Jesus and the Canaanite woman can be very jarring for us to hear it. Kind of on first glance or first hearing it, it seems like Jesus is calling her a dog or equating her with a dog because she's from Canaan. She lives north of the people of Israel. They had once kind of been very close to God's people and had since kind of rejected Yahweh and drifted far away from him. So it seems like Jesus is really demeaning her, at least to us. But I think it's helpful to see what Jesus is almost trying to draw out of her, where she arrives at the end of this story. It's not just that she gets what she asked for. It's not just that her daughter is healed. But Jesus acknowledges the greatness of her faith because of how she responds, because she says, "Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." The word that's used is more like what we would think of almost as a pet or a puppy, not kind of a scrawny stray dog that just shows up and maybe you throw it some scraps to, you know, have it stop bothering you. But this is a dog that presumably the family cares for. But the first goal of a family, of parents, is to feed the children, is to feed the family. And it's only if there's enough can they give the extras to other people, to the dogs, or to whoever else might be there. So I think behind this woman's great faith is not just that she thinks Jesus can do something for her, but it's really that she believes that for God there is enough to give to everyone, enough to give and provide for the people of Israel, those in Jerusalem and those throughout the Holy Land, but also actually that for God there is enough to give even to the Canaanite people, to give even to the people all around the world. And so she can actually ask Jesus for this healing. She can ask him for this miracle because for God, even the scraps are enough. Even the leftovers are what can be for her and those around her. I think when we notice that and we remember the last two stories we've heard over the last couple Sundays, it helps us see that Jesus is wanting to show not just this woman, but also his apostles, that there is enough. There is enough for God to provide for them, but also for it to overflow in abundance. Because two Sundays ago, we heard about the feeding of the 5,000. And there's this big, huge crowd, and the apostles' first response is, "Well, Jesus, these people are hungry. Presumably, we're not going to take care of this ourselves, so like, send them away to get some food." And Jesus tells them not, "Oh, that's right, I'll make some food for them." He says, "You give them some food yourselves." At first, Jesus wants them to realize that they actually have some responsibility. They need to try to provide for their brothers and sisters around them. But I think he also wants them to realize that there is not enough. They don't have near enough physical food, near enough bread and fish to feed everyone there. So the lesson is not that we need to have enough earthly stuff, but is that when we bring what little we have to Jesus and give it to him, He can multiply it so that there is enough. In fact, there's actually more than enough for the whole crowd. Everybody eating to their full, having 12 with wicker baskets of leftovers. And then last Sunday, we heard about Jesus separating himself from the apostles and them going out into the sea and then encountering this stormy sea and realizing that they don't have the power to control the water and the storms. But Jesus himself actually does. That when he invites Peter to come out of the boat, it's not by his own ability, his own power that Peter is walking on water. It's only when he is fixed on the Lord, when he realizes that Jesus has enough power to actually help him in that moment. So actually, each of those two stories are other examples of Jesus having enough, of God's goodness being enough to provide for everyone. And then in today's story, I think he wants to show that that includes all the people around the world. It's not just to be confined to the people of Israel. I think Jesus wants to show that to the woman, but he also wants to show that to the apostles, to help them realize that he has enough power and goodness and love to overflow to everyone. That they're meant to receive that, but also to give it as generously as they have received. Not just to the people that they know, I mean, not just to the people that they get along with and like and want them to know the good news of Jesus. They're actually meant to go out and do that even for their enemies, even for people that have opposed them or done bad things to them like their enemies. They're called not just to love them, but actually to bring them the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. That's only going to be possible for the disciples if they truly trust that God has enough. God has enough goodness and grace to give to them, but also have enough that if they share it with others, there's still enough to go around. But they don't have to be worried that there's not enough, that's a scarcity that's going to take from what they have. I think that's the faith that this Canaanite woman shows to the apostles. To show us that we can trust that God has enough for us. We can actually trust that he has an abundance, not just a physical food to feed us, not just an abundance of power to control the wind and the storm and the seas, but especially enough goodness and love to provide for us in any particular circumstance. That's always a helpful thing for us to realize in whatever state that we're in, but especially as we live out our discipleship of Jesus as part of the Diocese of Wichita, we do that especially through the stewardship way of life. And the first step of stewardship is gratitude, is recognizing the gifts that we have been given by God, but it's also founded on this belief that there is actually enough to go around. One of the hardest things of offering our time in prayer or our talents in service of our neighbors or our treasure in the Sunday collection, the hardest thing is thinking that there's not enough of that thing, that there's not enough time to go around to do all my requirements at work and all the things I have to do at home and take care of all these other things. There's just not enough time to really pray. Or if I have this ability and this skill that I need to use, well, I need to use it for myself and my family to earn a living or to take care of things in my own house. I can't possibly use that for others. I think especially with our money, the easiest thing is to think, well, there's never enough to go around. I have to kind of hold on to this and trust in it for right now in this moment, but also in the future. And so there's always a hint of truth in that, right? God never asks us to give away all of our time or talent or treasure. But if we're going to be generous with it, we actually have to have a similar faith that the Canaanite woman has. That God actually has enough to provide for us. That when we give him a little bit of our time in prayer, even if it's just 10 or 15 good minutes each day, he can actually multiply that like he multiplied the loaves and the fish. Not giving us more time in the day. I hate to break it to you, you still only get 24 hours in a day. I haven't figured out a way to fix that. But he will make our time more fruitful. He will often make our time more effective or efficient so that doing it with him, we can realize that there's enough to do all the good things that we need to do. Or that when we share our talents and our gifts and our powers with others, doing that in the name of Jesus, we actually realize that there is enough to go around. I don't have to keep it to myself, but it can actually multiply those talents. Oftentimes sharing what good we have and realizing that sometimes that person can actually help us with something in return. on making that sacrificial tithe, of making that difficult donation each and every week. And it's not just about saying, okay, God, if I give you some, I'll get some back, like is sometimes preached in the prosperity gospel. But instead, it's saying, God, I'm going to give you this, especially when it's difficult. I'm going to trust that in your goodness, you will still provide for me and my loved ones. But I don't have to trust in this physical thing, but I can trust instead in your goodness. Even if it seems like it's just the scraps from the table, I trust that that will be more than enough for what I need. Brothers and sisters, let us pray that we can live out that life of stewardship with the same faith of the Canaanite woman, seeing that God in his goodness will provide for us with abundance, that it's impossible for us to live as his disciples if we don't have that faith and trust in him. If we actually think that there's not enough time or talent or treasure to be shared, it's really hard for us to live that life of a disciple. But if we trust that God has enough, we trust that even the scraps are enough for us to receive what we need, and that God will be generous with us, then we can freely give what we have received. We can freely share those gifts that he has given us for love of God and for love of the neighbors around us.